Jalandhar Bishop Franco Mullakal was arrested by Kerala police on Friday after being questioned for his third day over the allegations that he raped a nun on several occasions between 2014 and 16. Soon after the report of it emerged, the case triggered protests by members of the church throughout Kerala. The allegations against the 54-year-old bishop were first made nearly 3 months ago. Kerala had witnessed a huge public outcry and an unprecedented public protest by five nuns of the victim seeking the bishop's arrest. From social activists to jurists to writers, a majority of women had come out in support of their agitation. So how did this case unfold? June 28th of 2018, a nun of the Missionaries of Jesus congregation in Kerala's Kottayam lodges a police complaint alleging she was raped by Bishop Franco Mullakal 13 times between 2014 and 16. June 30th, the Kerala police registered a case and constitute a special investigation team. August 13th, the Kerala police recorded the statements of Mullakal and seized his mobile, laptop and some documents. September 10th, the Kerala High Court directs the state government to file an affidavit detailing the steps taken on the nun's complaint. September 19, Mullakal was questioned by the police over 7 hours. September 20th, Pope and Catholic Bishops Conference of India temporarily relieved him from his pastoral responsibilities. And finally, September 21st, Mullakal was arrested by the Kerala police. Almost 3 months after Bishop Mullakal was formally accused, finally, he was arrested late on Friday. He was arrested after 3 days of intense questioning by police. This is the first time that a Catholic bishop has been arrested in a sexual assault case in our country. And this was made possible by the courageous nuns who dared to speak up. Soon after the news of the bishop's arrest broke, the protesting nuns hailed their historic win. Not just the state of Kerala, but the entire nation is now saluting all the nuns who stood together with the victim. But more importantly, it is the Indian law which treated the individuals representing any section of the society equally, be it a common man or the high-rank king church official. We have seen earlier the cases like Asaram, Ram Rahim, Nityanand, and many other such self-proclaimed religious leaders who were arrested for rape charges. The justice that the Indian law has provided, I am glad that I belong to such a country where everyone is treated equally before the law. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.